Bristol-Myers, makers of Ipana toothpaste for the smile of beauty and Vitalis for well-groomed hair, bring you the Alan Young Show. Well, it's Friday night, and once again we meet the star of our show, the young man who is young today and young forever, Alan Young.
Isn't this amusement park a lot of fun, Dolores?
Well, Alan, why don't you try hitting that bell with that big hammer?
Oh, I don't like to show off, Dolores.
Aw, come on, Alan.
I'd rather not, girl. I'm saving my strength for the tunnel of love.
Alan, come on.
Well, okay.
Hey, honey, honey, sit right up, folks. Hit the bell and win a cigar. All right, here comes a nice couple. Come on, try your luck. Here's a hammer. Now step right up and swing as hard as you can.
See, that was great, Dolores. Now let me try it.
Just a minute, sonny. Huh? I'll have to get in line. You first, mister.
Yeah, mister.
Here's your cigar. You're next, mister. Here's your cigar. Okay, sonny, it's your turn.
Okay.
Here's your bubble gum.
Come on, Dolores, let's go over to the shooting gallery. That's my racket.
Try your luck, folks. 15 shots for a quarter.
Oh, I'll try it, mister. Here's your quarter.
Here's your gun.
Thank you. Just watch those clay pigeons, Dolores.
You sure you can hit them?
You bet you. I might not be able to hit a bell with a hammer when it comes to shooting blanks. I've got the head for it. mister, what do I get if I knock down that clay pipe?
A coupidow.
A coupidow, yes. What do I get if I knock down that duck?
A coupidow.
A coupidow. What do I get if I knock down the clay pigeon?
A coupidow.
Okay. Here goes.
Alan, what did you hit?
A coupidow.
I guess I win a clay pipe, a pigeon, and a duck.
You don't win nothing.
I don't win nothing, huh?
Stop shooting so wild. I got my car parked back there.
Don't worry about your car. I was just warming up.
Well, be careful. I got to ride home tonight.
There's always the bus.
Now we better get out of here.
Yeah. What that filthy rich Updike is doing at the amusement park.
Oh, Alan, Dolores, I'm here. Come tie a blue ribbon in my hair, for I'm a great big Cooper doll.
Hello, Hubert.
Hubert, what are you doing down here at the amusement park?
Well, Alan, I just went through the tunnel of love with the one that I love best.
Who is that?
Me. Twice I had to slap my own face.
Hubert, I thought you liked me.
Oh, I do, Dolores.
Then why do you take yourself through the tunnel of love?
Well, after all, I'm so much prettier.
Hubert, Dolores and I are just going to get something to eat. Would you like a hot dog?
A hot dog? Ooh, what you said!
What's wrong with saying hot dog?
Well, at Harvard, we always call them warm wolfhounds.
Oh.
But I do feel a little hungry, Alan. I think I'll buy myself a bag of father corn.
Father corn? You mean pop.
We Updikes never use nicknames.
Oh, you don't. Never mind. What are you doing at the amusement park anyway, Hubert?
Well, I was looking for Dolores.
You were looking for me, Hubert?
Yes, my dear. I want to invite you to my ranch for the weekend. We're having a big rodeo.
Oh, I'd be delighted.
Oh, bully. Just plain bully. And Dolores?
Yes, Hubert?
When we're out riding under that western moon, may I kiss the back of your neck?
Hubert!
Well, if you won't let me kiss the back of your neck, will you let me kiss the back of mine?
You can do it if you turn real fast. Look, am I invited to your ranch too, Hubert?
Well, you don't understand, Alan. We're going out west where men are men and women are women.
Well, what about me?
There just don't seem to be enough categories, do there? Besides, I'm only inviting men with real Western blood in their veins.
Well, Hubert, I've got Western blood.
Oh, Alan, don't make me laugh.
Oh, I saw you miss the target with your gun.
Well, I was just kidding, Hubert. I'm a better cowboy than Roy Rogers.
Oh, mother, calling the cattle. This boy is giving me a bum steer tonight. No, I'm sorry, Alan, but I'm only inviting the better class people, and you just haven't got that certain something. You just haven't got it.
Hubert, I'm so excited about your ranch. Sounds wonderful.
Yes, it is, Dolores.
I got that certain something.
Dolores, it's the largest ranch you've ever seen.
Oh, how thrilling.
If I haven't got it, I can get it.
Dolores, I thought we could all stay up there for the whole weekend.
That'll be fun, Hubert.
Maybe somebody had it and he's finished with it.
Dolores, I have the biggest ranch in the whole world. 1,000,000 acres.
Well, don't think you're so wonderful, Hubert. It so happens that I have an acre.
You have an acre?
Every time I go horseback riding.
Ooh, how bold. Now, I'm a real cowboy, Alan. I was brought up in the wild and minky West.
Minky? You mean woolly.
You wear your kind of underwear and I'll wear mine. Come on, Dolores. I'll drive you home so you can get packed to go to my ranch.
Goodbye, Alan.
Au revoir.
Goodbye, Dolores, and to you, au revoir. Hello, Jonathan.
Well, you sound dejected. What's wrong, my boy?
That's that filthy rich Updike. He invited everybody up to his ranch for the big rodeo, and he didn't ask me.
Oh, you're better off, me lad. I detest ranch life. Cowboys have no breeding. I shall never forget the time I performed in Baked Potato, Idaho. Oh.
You mean you acted Shakespeare for the cowboys?
Yes, me lad, and it was a grave error. There they sat, out in the audience with those hot branding irons. And they didn't like my performance.
What did they do with those branding irons?
Well, let me put it this way, my boy. From the front, I am Jonathan Mildew. But from the back, I am the man called X.
Acting is pretty dangerous.
Well, it taught me a lesson, my lad. Always cater to your audience. I remembered that lesson when I performed Romeo and Juliet throughout the South.
Well, how did you cater to your audience?
Well, my lad, it was the first time a Shakespearean actor ever said, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art you all sure enough? But then when Juliet tossed me a rose from her balcony, instead of saying, egad, my love, I yelled, well, shut my mouth.
And what happened?
Well, a chap sitting in the front row with a tomato reached up and shot my mouth.
Never mind those stories, Jonathan. I've got to figure out some way to get Hubert to invite me to his ranch. I wish I had some tough Western blood in me.
Oh, forget about it, me lad. Here's the afternoon mail.
Oh, thank you. Let's see. The gas bill, electric bill. Oh, look. Here's a letter. It's postmarked Texas.
Well, who's it from, me lad?
Well, I'll open it up. Let's see. Dear Alan, even though I'm your uncle, I haven't seen you since I moved here to Texas 20 years ago when you were just a baby. I was just a-setting here looking out the window at the points on the cactus, and I got to thinking about you and your cute little head. You were a pretty baby. You had blonde curls, but I suppose you've changed since then. And you had a cute little upturned nose, but I suppose you've changed since then. I remember the last time that I... And I hope you've changed since then, too.
Me lad, your uncle has quite a sense of humor.
Yes, it's a little deep, but he has a sense of humor. I'll continue. I'd like to see you again, so I'm on my way to visit you for a few days. Signed, your uncle, Panhandle Young. P.S., I'm sure you'll be glad to see your uncle, Panhandle. We were always such great pals. In fact, you were with me when I held up that train. Held up a train?
Panhandle Young? My lad, you've got a hold-up man in your family.
Jonathan, when I was a baby, I witnessed a train hold-up.
Oh, you must have been a tough kid, my lad.
Yeah, it all comes back to me now. I was very tough when I was a kid. I used to beat up the little kid next door every day.
You did?
Yeah, then she moved away and a boy moved in. I can't get over it. In my veins flows the blood of a Westerner, a real cowboy. That explains it, Jonathan.
Explains what, Miller?
Every now and again, I get an urge to ride the Sunset Bus side saddle.
My lad, now that you've got tough Western blood in you, perhaps Hubert Updike will invite you to his ranch.
I'll call Hubert up right away. Gee, I'm a tough hombre.
Hello, is this Roy Rogers calling?
No, this is Alan Young. Were you expecting a call from Roy Rogers?
Yes. I'm going to do some riding at my ranch, and we Updikes only ride on the best.
No, you mean you're going to ride on Trigger?
No, I'm going to ride on Roy Rogers. tell me, what did you call me about, Alan?
Well, Hubert, I just found out that I have a Uncle Panhandle who is a real Western bad man. In fact, when I was 6 years old, I watched him hold up a train.
Well, now, if that's the case, Alan, I guess you're tough enough to be invited to my ranch. What's more, I'll invite your uncle, too.
That's better, Hubert. And my uncle will win every event at your rodeo. Oh, by the way, how do I find my way to your ranch?
Yes. Well, you'll recognize my cattle with the Updike brand.
No.
The two cross skid marks.
Is that how your cows are branded, with two cross skid marks?
Well, I can't stand the idea of burning them with a red-hot iron, so I just run over them with my Cadillac.
Oh, that's right. See you at the ranch, Hubert.
Arrivederci.
You'll have to get the L out of there. Come on, John, let's pack our things. We're gonna go to Hubert's ranch for the weekend.
But, me lad, I thought you said you didn't know anything about the West.
It's different now. I know I have real cowboy blood. I can't wait to get on that ranch. I can see myself now, riding across the wide open enchiladas in my trusty bunkhouse.
Friends, listen. Listen to the results of a nationwide survey made recently. It's an important result. And it can help you.
Dentists prefer Ipana toothpaste 2-to-1 over any other dentifrice for their own personal use.
So why don't you try Ipana yourself and see why it's so popular? See how Ipana can help your teeth to a brightness, your smile to a loveliness you never thought possible. Use Ipana this easy way.
Brush your teeth regularly with Ipana. Then with a fingertip, briefly and gently massage the gums along the line where they meet the teeth. The line which can be so important to the beauty of your smile.
This is the lifeline of your smile, because your smile needs healthy gums and bright teeth to stay radiant and sparkling. So between regular visits to your dentist, give your gums and teeth this intelligent care, for something wonderful will happen to your smile if you do. Why not start right now with Ipana? Ipana, for your smile of beauty.
Pretty nice up here at Hubert's ranch. Hey, Jonathan?
Oh, yes, my lad. But why waste time here in the bunkhouse? Let's get dressed up as cowboys.
Yeah, you're right. Hand me my 38s.
Here you are, my boy. Now hand me my 38.
Here you are, Jonathan. So now we got our shorts on, let's find our guns.
Well, first let's finish dressing, my boy.
Yeah.
Here, put on these chaps.
Chaps? These cowboy pants have no back to them.
My lad, that's what they wear in the wide open spaces.
They're ahead of me. Look at the spaces they leave wide open. They were.
My lad, I'm a much better looking cowboy than you are. Just look at these spurs I'm wearing.
Are those spurs?
Oh, yes, my lad. I wanted to be dressed properly, but I couldn't afford real spurs.
I know, but Jonathan, can openers with ankle straps. Look, before we go out, I want to make sure I look like a real cowboy. Watch me, Jonathan. I'm going to roll my own cigarette. Nothing to it.
Well, it's not so easy, Alan.
Nothing to it. You take out the tobacco, and you pinch it all together like this, roll it into the right shape, and then pop it into my mouth.
My lad, you're supposed to put paper around it first.
Oh, Oh, Jonathan, come on. Let's look the ranch over, huh? Ooh, look. There's Hubert up back in his cowboy outfit.
Howdy, partner.
Howdy.
I've just been out riding the range. General Electric, of course.
Hubert, you've been looking over the cattle?
Yes. I'm a regular cow slapper.
Cow slapper? You mean cow puncher.
We Updikes never get that violent.
You don't.
Well, I must go now. I've got to do my chores.
What chores?
Scotch and soda. What chores? Look around the ranch. I'll see you later.
Oh, see me later, Hubert, yeah. Jonathan, look at these cows. I think I'll try to milk one, huh?
Oh, my lad, have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, there's nothing to it. It's just like taking off a pair of tight gloves. Watch me milk this cow right here, Jonathan. Steady now, Bessie.
My lad, you're supposed to milk a cow at the back end.
Must I be hampered by tradition? Come on now, Poppy. See, Jonathan, there's nothing to it. Jonathan, how do you shut this thing off? Homogenize the whole San Fernando Valley.
Oh, look, my lad. Here comes Dolores Dolly.
Oh, gee. Doesn't she look swell dressed as a cowgirl? Mm. Wait till she sees me. I'll show her I'm a real cowboy.
Well, I'll leave you two alone, my lad. I want to see the rest of the ride.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Hello, Alan.
Howdy, ma'am.
What are you doing, Alan?
Just sitting by the fence. Whittling.
I don't see any fence, Alan. What happened to the fence?
Whittling.
Is that all you've been doing, Alan?
Nope. I've been a setting, too.
Alan, with all that setting, you'll wear out the seat of your pants.
That's why I'm a setting.
Alan, what's gotten into you?
Gal, people don't ask questions where I come from.
Why not?
They're stupid.
Alan, you haven't told me how you like my outfit.
I like it, gal. You kind of remind me of Pink Rider.
You mean Red Rider?
Nope. Your slipper's showing. Come here, gal.
Oh, honey, you're so masterful now.
Yeah, I'm plenty tough. You know how cowboys are supposed to have a lot of hair on their chest? Well, looky here, gal.
Gee, devil grass.
That's right.
Why are you laughing?
Gophers tickle. Get out.
Oh, I like you this way, honey. You're the strong, silent type.
Yep. Kind of like that feller down to the theater, Gary Cooper.
Oh, how can you compare yourself to Gary Cooper? He's wiry.
Well, I'm wiry, too.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like he's been disconnected.
I like women that fight me. Gal, come to me. Come to me. And I will kiss you with my burning lips.
Alan!
Yes, I will press my burning lips against yours. Sorry if I branded you.
Alan, what changed you like this?
My uncle, girl. I discovered that my uncle is Panhandle Young, a bad man from Texas. Now I know that I have cowboy blood in me.
Oh, honey, how wonderful.
Yes, girl, and tonight we shall go for a moonlight stroll.
Arm in arm?
Arm in arm. The rest of us, too, if you want.
Oh, Alan, I'll go right up and change, and I'll meet you later by the corral.
I'll be there, Dolores. Can't get over this change in me since I found out about my uncle. I bet he wins all the prizes in the rodeo.
Pardon me, Mr. Cowboy.
What is it, my good man?
I'm looking for Alan Young.
No, well, I'm Alan Young.
Oh, goody. I'm your Uncle Panhandle.
Howdy, sir. Are you my uncle?
Well, you don't look like a tough cowboy to me.
I'm not a cowboy, Alan.
Oh, but Uncle, I've entered you in all the contests in the rodeo. I thought you were a tough Westerner. Aren't you a cowboy?
Oh, no.
Why do they call you Panhandle?
Well, I work in a beauty parlor and all day long I handle pans. Alan, aren't you glad to see me?
Well, sure I am, Uncle, but in your letter you told me that we'd held up a train together.
Oh, we did, Alan, we did. My car got stuck on the railway track and for 15 minutes we held up the train.
Oh, Mother, call up the Santa Fe. He pulled the switch on me tonight.
If any of you men have ever had trouble with dry, unruly hair, listen to this lovely lady, because she may be talking about you.
If there's anything I hate, it's a man with slicked down, greasy-looking hair. Why do men have to spoil their whole appearance by slapping down their hair until it looks like patent leather?
Sound like you, fella? Well, listen. There is a way to keep your dry, unruly hair under control without giving you that greasy, patent leather look.
What way, Mr. Wallington?
The Vitalis way. Vitalis is one hair grooming preparation that gives your hair a natural luster without the greasiness found in so many other hair preparations.
What makes Vitalis so different, Mr. Wallington?
Well, there's no mineral oil in Vitalis. Only pure vegetable oils that give your hair a natural, masculine look, the way nature intended. But that's not all Vitalis can do for you. The Vitalis 60-second workout loosens your tight, dry scalp and makes it feel like a million. Then, too, it routs loose dandruff and helps prevent excessive falling hair. Your scalp feels wonderful, and your hair looks well-groomed. So if you want to look your best tomorrow, get a bottle of Vitalis tonight.
Jonathan, what am I going to do? I told everybody my Uncle Panhandle Young was a two-fisted desperado from Texas. He turns out to be a hairdresser in a beauty parlor.
Well, me lad, it serves you right that your uncle was a hairdresser. In the words of the famous Latin poet, ex parte pluribus divisia laudem virtutis, English translation, he who has an uncle who spends all his day under a hot dryer will eventually make an ash of himself.
You should have kept it in Latin. Well, never mind the proverb, Jonathan. The rodeo will start in a few minutes, and I've entered my Uncle Panhandle in all the events.
Harlan, get your uncle ready. The rodeo's about to start.
Okay, Hubert, okay. Jonathan, what am I going to do?
Well, lad, there's only one thing you can do. You've got to pretend that you're your Uncle Panhandle, yeah.
That's right. I'll just put a red bandana over my face. Nobody will recognize me. After all, am I afraid to rope a steer? Am I afraid to bust a bronco? Am I afraid of a ferocious bull?
Huh? Well, let's get started, me lad.
Okay, I'll get this bandana adjusted.
Now, remember, lad, you've got to be tough.
Yeah, tough.
Act like a regular cowboy.
Yeah, cowboy.
When you get out there, you've got to give all you've got.
Yeah, give, yeah, got. Let's go, Jonathan. Ooh, gee, a lot of big guys. Pardon me, mister, are you one of the cowboys?
Yeah, I'm a cowboy.
Oh, are you a cowboy too, mister?
Yeah, I'm a cowboy. Yeah.
You too?
Yeah.
Well.
Well, I guess we're all cowboys, huh?
Look, my lad, all the cowboys are leaving the building. Hmm?
Where's my 10-gallon hat and my last hoe?
Where's my 10-gallon hat and my last hoe?
Where's my beret and my yo-yo?
Come on, all you cowboys. Before the rodeo starts, let's go. All go into my bar and have a drink.
Yeah, let's go all in my bar and have a drink. Let's go.
Oh, Mr. Bartender.
Good, Mr. Updike. What'll you have to drink?
The same as usual, Mr. Bartender. Just squeeze me a small glass of orchid juice. Now take care of the rest of the boys.
Okay, partner. Now name your poison.
Shot a rye.
How about you, partner? You gonna have rye?
Nope. We'll have a couple of slices of pumpernickel.
I don't think I know you, partner. What's your handle?
Pyrex. What's yours?
Bartender, this is Panhandle Young, and he's plenty tough.
Yep.
give him a drink and make it strong. Mm.
Well, now, what'll it be? Coyote, cocktail, or cactus flip? Mm.
Them are chasers.
What'll you have?
Two fingers of DDT.
Hey, never heard of that drink. How do you make it?
Make it like a martini, only you take out the olive and throw in a black widow spider.
Well, sir, now here's something you'll like. Have a slug of this.
What is this stuff?
Water.
Jonathan, I'm not doing so well. They don't think I'm tough.
My lad, pick a fight with me.
Pick a fight. Good idea, Jonathan. You guys be careful how you talk to me, see? I'm tough.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I eat cactus needles for breakfast. I eat wool for lunch. And for dinner, I spit sweaters.
You don't scare me.
Smile when you say that, partner.
What if and I don't smile?
You old sourpuss.
I'm not afraid of you.
Sure I am. Well, I got an itching trigger finger, see? I shoot first and I talk afterwards.
Well, why don't you shoot?
I want to be able to talk afterwards. I'm the best shot in Arizona, see? See them? You see them four bottles of whiskey on the counter?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, watch me hit all four bottles of whiskey. Slow gin?
Well, that's enough shooting, Double Barrel. Let's go outside and get the rodeo started. Now, first we'll have bronco busting. All you cowboys, line up.
Gee, look at that ferocious horse.
Now, to the one who tames my horse Dynamite, I will give as first prize my deed to the state of California.
I'll
ride that horse.
I'll ride that horse.
After the laugh,
you ride the horse.
Gee,
look at that horse. Buck.
Well, for trying, I'll give him Burbank. The next rider will be the cowboy with a banana, Panhandle Young.
Am I wearing a banana? You mean I'm going to ride next?
Yours, yours. Now, I'll see if you can tame him, Panhandle.
Okay, I'll climb into the saddle. I'm in the saddle. Come on, here. Faster, faster. I'm still in the saddle. Now the horse is tired out, I'll put the saddle on him. Nice, horsey. There we are.
Okay, Panhandle, let's see what you can do. Go ahead, Dynamite.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Not so fast. Wait a minute. Look, look. I'm supposed to be on top of you. Please slow down. I don't feel so good. Don't run away. Oh, look.
Panhandle's bandana slipped off. Why, that isn't Panhandle. Ooh, it's Alan Young.
Dolores, I didn't do so well with the cowboys and the riding, but I can still handle a gun. Watch this. I'll hit something this time. Ha! I told you I'd hit something, Dolores. What did I get?
A cupida!
A cupida!
Repeat after me, please. Keep.
Keep.
Move.
Move.
Yet.
Yet.
Keep.
Keep
smiling.
Smiling.
Yes, Ben, keep smooth, yet keep smiling. Rely on Ingram Shaving Cream for close, smooth shaves that leave your face cool and comfortable. Leave you smiling. How come? Because that rich Ingram lather actually helps condition your face for the razor. Just remember, comfort means coolness. Coolness means Ingram. I-N-G-R-A-M. Ingram. The cooler shaving cream.
Keep smooth, yet keep smiling.
With cool, cool Ingram.
During the week, friends, please remember the two fine products that bring you this show: Ipana for the smile of beauty and Vitalis for well-groomed hair. Ipana, Vitalis. See you next week. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.